Jason Eskenazi listens to our show from Brooklyn, New York. He was a self-taught photographer who jumped at the chance to take pictures of the Berlin Wall coming down 20 years ago. He stayed on in Eastern Europe, documenting the fall of communism in various places, in various ways. And even though he was there at first to shoot this big, epic historical event, a lot of his work is very intimate.
I was drawn to a whole gamut of situations, certainly everyday life, how people interacted with each other, how they bought food. But I also went into war zones. I went to Chechnya and things like that. I knew that there I would find raw emotions in such extreme situations. And they were personal images in some ways. I mean, the Russians reflected something about myself.
Eskenazi's photographs were published in Time and Newsweek. But life for a photojournalist isn't easy, and when he finally came back to the United States a couple of years ago, he had trouble finding work, and he needed health insurance.
I was totally out of money, and I had to come back again to New York, to Queens, and I came back to live at my mother's house because I had to just get a job. Well, my brothers, they look out for me, and one of them told me about a job that was opening up at the Metropolitan Museum of Art as a security guard. What you do is stand and make sure people are not touching the art, people are not getting hurt, or, you know, just the safety of the public, basically. The guards are with the art more than anyone else. I'm able to stand in front of a Van Gogh 2 inches away and to be able to look at it and stare at it as no visitor can, and certainly probably as no curator does. For me, that is amazing. That opened up things. I began to see the job as someplace where I can learn something and to help me in my photography. But working there is just mind-numbingly boring. Most of the day we answer same questions over and over again. Where's the bathroom? Where's the cafeteria? Where's the exit? And my legs, feet were just buzzing all the time. The blood was, you know, sinking down and not coming back up. And it was just physically very difficult. I needed to keep my mind going. And so I just started counting like a mania. I counted how many times people would ask me for the bathroom. One day it was 167, another day it was 125. I kept lists of what people like to touch in the museum. I kept a list of the books the guards were reading. I kept a list of the guards' favorite artwork. One of the lists I made was what people's t-shirts said, especially if it was like giving me some message. One nation under surveillance, just do it. There's no great genius without a touch of madness. I also started to write limericks in the museum. There once was a museum so grand, but still they made their guard stand. To their feet the blood just sank, then their mind it went a blank, sending them into sleepy dreamland. And then I had the opportunity to be in the Robert Frank show. It's called Looking In. It's the 50th anniversary of the publication of The Americans. Robert Frank is like a superhero. He photographed America back in the 50s, to produce a body of work that has become a document of America, and in my mind as well, it's a look inside himself. It's a very personal journey as well. I knew the show was coming, and I got myself transferred from one end of the museum to the other in order that I could stand in that show every single day. There are a few photos in the Frank show that I really like. One of them is a man getting a shoe shine in a men's room. And even though it's an everyday thing in some ways, you rarely would take your camera out in a public bathroom and take a picture, yet that showed the intimacy of how Frank approached life. There was almost no subject matter that was off limits. He went everywhere and photographed everything. That was a model for me. I mean, I feel shooting that way as well. Being in the Robert Frank show, it's like going to temple or something. It's going to a church. It's opening up an illuminated manuscript. And it has opened up a place in my brain. Working at the Met was both a physical and a metaphysical problem. And I think at this moment now, I have cured both those problems. and I'm ready to go out and start photographing again.
A book of Jason Eskenazi's photographs is going to be published soon, but you can see some of his images now at studio360.org. The Robert Frank exhibition is on view at the Metropolitan Museum in New York for a couple of more weeks. Studio 360's Jenny Lawton produced our story. Is there some work of art that changed your life? If there is, tell us about it at studio360.org.